Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Early Bird brought to you by The Daily Memphian, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. It's Tuesday, December 10th, and Downtown Center City Revenue Finance Corporation will consider changing its payment in lieu of taxes policy back to the way it was before some updates in July 2023. They say the changes will increase development within the city's core in these times of rising construction costs. Also, it's runoff election day in Collierville, when voters will head to the polls to determine whether Chad Lindsay or Nick Robbins should be elected to the suburb's Board of Mayor and Aldermen. Stan Joyner has spent 70 of his 74 years in Collierville. The outgoing mayor moved to Louisiana in 1979 for a job, but he returned 4 years later and vowed to never leave again. When he was growing up, the suburb was made up of mostly agricultural land, but the town has evolved, with much of the development happening under Joyner's watch. The insurance agent by trade was elected to the Board of Mayor and Aldermen in 1999 and was elected mayor in 2008. Yesterday, he chaired his final BMA meeting as mayor, marking the end of 37 years of service. The Memphis Tigers were number 16 in the Associated Press Top 25 poll before they played Arkansas State on Sunday, but the 85-72 point loss to the Red Wolves sent the Tigers tumbling down in the ranks, and now they're not even in the top 25. Fans may feel like they're getting a repeat of last season when the team fell from number 10 and then, well, fell apart. But our own Parthupadhyay says the team still has opportunities to regain respect this season before they begin American Athletic Conference play in January. Last week, the Daily Memphian's Chris Harrington told us where Ja Morant is on Joseph Campbell's hero's journey in his quarterly Grizz mailbag column. But that was only part one. This week, he's back with part two, which dives deep into the Grizzlies' current standing, number two in the West, and looks ahead at the upcoming trade deadline. But the surprise nugget in the story is Harrington's favorite Memphis holiday song, 12 Days of Memphis by Star and Micey. It's a little dated, but definitely worth a listen. Find more on these stories and others at dailymemphian.com.
Sharing the sounds of Memphis, welcome to another episode of Bill Street Caravan, marking our 20th year of broadcast.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Bill Street Caravan is provided by the AutoZone Corporation. AutoZone, parts are just part of what we do.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
This week on Bill Street Caravan, we have a special program for you just for the holidays.
Memphis band The Maitre D's are with us, and they'll be performing the Booker T and the MG's holiday classic, In the Christmas Spirit.
That's all coming up right now on Bill Street Caravan. Don't call the Maitre D's a cover band or a tribute band.
Well, I mean, they kind of are, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, I just can't bring myself to do that because it evokes images of guys in Kiss costumes or bad Pink Floyd laser light shows.
No, I hear you. I do. But with the Maitre D's, there's an integrity and there's certainly a uniqueness to what they do. Furthermore, I'll go as far as saying what they do is totally, unequivocally Memphis. Why? Because they're a Booker T and the MG's cover band.
And a phenomenally good one at that. They're so respectful of the material, and today They ring in the holidays for us by performing Booker T and the MG's Christmas classic in the Christmas spirit.
And just to add another layer to an already exciting show, today's performance comes to you from the Stax Museum of American Soul Music. The Maitre D's are performing on sacred ground this week.
So as you listen, think about that. This performance comes from the tracking room of Studio A at Stax, where the original recordings were cut 50 years ago.
From all of us here at Beale Street Caravan, we wish you happy holidays.
Here are the Maitre D's live on Beale Street Caravan.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan, celebrating our 20th year of broadcast.
Here's more from the Maitre D's performing Booker T and the MG's holiday classic, In the Christmas Spirit, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Thank you.
That was the Maitre D's performing Booker T and the MG's Holiday Classic in the Christmas Spirit live on Bill Street Caravan. We want to remind our listeners you can find Bill Street Caravan on all the social media outlets.
Go to our website at BillStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
You can also keep up with Bill Street Caravan via our podcast that's available through iTunes.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around. There's a lot more music to come.
You're listening to the sounds of Memphis on Bill Street Caravan. AutoZone is proud to support Bill Street Caravan and other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Bill Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and if you're just tuning in, we're in the midst of a special holiday episode of Bill Street Caravan.
We have the Maitre D's with us performing Booker T and the MG's Holiday Classic in the Christmas Spirit. It's sort of funny because when I think of holiday classics, I think of Perry Como and, you know, all the shows
Bing
that used
Crosby
to be on
and,
every year. And this has that same element of cool to it. We're going to put them at a very high scale. The Maitre D's are a Booker T and the MG's cover band. And today's performance comes to you from the cutting floor of Studio A at the Stax Museum of American Soul Music,
which is where the original album was recorded 50 years ago.
The band is comprised of some of my favorite local players, guitarist Joe Restivo, who's been on the program many times in the City Champs, and backing John Nemeth.
Keyboardist Adam Woodard has been on our program many times. He backs Reverend John Wilkins, the Bluff City Backsliders. He was on the show last week with Jack Oblivion. Come to think of it, drummer Graham Winchester made his Bill Street Caravan debut on last week's program playing with Jack, too.
And this week, the Maitre D's bass player is Landon Moore. He's no stranger around town, but he makes his debut this week with us.
If you're enjoying this program as much as we are,
and you want to listen to it again and again during the coming week's festivities,
you can stream this show via social channels such as Facebook and Twitter, or you can listen again via our podcast. It's available through the iTunes store.
Let's get back to some music. Here are the Maitre D's live on Bill Street Caravan.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan, celebrating our 20th year of broadcast.
Here's more from the Maitre D's performing live on Beale Street Caravan.
Thank you. Support for WYXR comes from Team